Walker's plan would abolish federal employee unions. It would create a national right-to-work law. It would eliminate the National Labor Relations Board, and it would force those unions that remain to hold frequent votes just to exist. University of Richmond labor law professor Ann Hodges calls Walker's proposal breathtaking, saying it would in some ways be a return to the 1920s, when workers and management were often at odds and labor strikes were commonplace.
So I'm not sure that it's a time that most people would look at with fond remembrance.
Walker was scheduled to formally unveil his plan in a speech in Las Vegas later this afternoon. In an excerpt of his prepared remarks, Walker called his plan, quote, pro-freedom and pro-worker. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.